Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey. Please join us as we focus on and enjoy the presence of God in today's Call to Worship.
Thanksgiving in your heart, your voice is raised.
Heavenly Father, we continue in your presence as our focus today. You alone are Almighty God, the everlasting Father, Creator of heaven and earth, Lord of lords, the Rock, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. In your presence is fullness of joy. Indeed, we can rest in your presence. Lord, today please help us to keep you in our thoughts and minds, as there are so many distractions that would keep us from enjoying the absolute reality that we can abide with you. Thank you, God, for giving us these precious moments. Speak to us, Lord. Help us to learn what you want us to learn during our time of worship and praise to you. Amen.
And ever blessed. It's so.
You're listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading and short devotional topic. Each song is carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of worship and praise. This ministry includes social media such as a very interactive Facebook page that allows listeners to share and also provides a preview of the topic on the upcoming Call to Worship broadcast. You can also follow us on Twitter. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that's designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind, to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
As a shepherd leads his flock, so he will guide us and bring us safely to the place we will call home. And though at times the path seems steep and dangerous, I will not fear what lies ahead, for I'm not alone. He will be there, and I will fear no evil. He will be there, and He will lead the way. And though I through the valley in great darkness, hearts are filled with joy and confidence. We feel His presence and we know that He cares. But in those hours when it seems the journey's unending, you'll hear His voice saying, "My child, you're almost there."
Waiting right there all the time.
Thank you for joining us for this time in God's presence during our call to worship and praise.
Do you feel abandoned, afraid, and on your own? Trying hard to fit somewhere, yet feeling all alone. Needing to be understood, to find a place that's home. A place where you feel safe and loved, and know you're not alone. God.
You don't have to be afraid.
He's always there. Just ask for what you need.
He'll be there if you
Are you enjoying the presence of God in your life? The Bible is filled with examples of those who have and descriptions of what our experience should be as we practice the presence of the Lord. Let's listen and learn from Scripture. Beginning with Psalm 16, I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Exodus 33. Moses said to the Lord, See, you say to me, Bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, therefore, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me now your ways, that I may know you in order to find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people. And he said, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And he said to him, If your presence, Lord, will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. Deuteronomy 31, Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Joshua chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And from Jeremiah chapter 10, I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps. And then in Psalm 37, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Psalm 31, I have heard the many rumors about me, and I am surrounded by terror. My enemies conspire against me, plotting to take my life, but I am trusting you, O Lord, saying, You are my God. My future is in your hands. Rescue me from those who hunt me down relentlessly. Let your favor shine on your servant. In your unfailing love, rescue me. From 1 Kings, Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. The Lord our God be with us, as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us, nor forsake us. From 1 Chronicles chapter 28. Then David said to Solomon his son, Be strong and courageous, and do it. Do not be afraid, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, is with you. He will not leave you or forsake you, until all the work for the service of the house of the Lord is finished. Here's an excellent example of what it may be like in the presence of God in worship. This example from 2 Chronicles. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified, and did not then wait by course, also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them, Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. It came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house. Matthew chapter 1. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. The presence of God was on the earth at creation. His presence was with Adam and Eve in the garden. His presence has been with his people, expressed many times in the Old Testament, and was clearly at work in all of his creation since the beginning. And when Christ came, God was manifest in his Son Jesus. After Christ visibly went into the heavens, he sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. And someday soon, folks, we will be with God for all eternity. Indeed, he will never leave us or forsake us. Even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen.
One day when I has come to an end. We'll begin to see your glory without end. All your might and all your power and your never-ending love will be far more than we can comprehend. At the first glimpse of your majesty, our pride will melt away, and we'll begin to see ourselves for who we are. Upon the ground, our faces down, we'll feel your gentle hand lifting us to stand before you, redeemed by the in your presence. We will look into your face and we'll know that our lives have just begun. When you speak to us, we'll know your voice as we know you by our faith. We will stand in your presence. We will stand.
Travel on the path which you have given.
But one promise shines above all else to those who would believe. A relationship with you that never has an end. And we will stand in your presence. We face, and we'll know that our lives have just begun.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've enjoyed the presence of God. It is where we should always be, and should be the focus and priority of our lives. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Please invest a moment to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. We invite you to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely right there. That's Call to Worship. .us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.
The end of the age.